Too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
Hallo, this is my auto. And this is my key. And there is only one place I trust with Meineke. Meineke Car Care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options and Meineke and American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, did I see this right? That Dick Calvert announced last Wednesday that after 52 years, he will be stepping aside as the PA announcer at UNLV. I've got just a very quick Dick Calvert story. When I was doing indoor soccer back in the 90s, he was doing indoor soccer for the Phoenix franchise, the Roadrunners, I think it was. I forget who it was. But he was very helpful to me. I was new doing indoor soccer, and he helped me through the first couple of years. And oddly enough, our paths have crossed, I think, once or maybe twice in 11 or 12 years, and that's my fault, not his. But he has always been an icon when it came to UNLV, and loyal to every degree. It's great that he's going to be stepping aside. He's had a great career, and I just wanted to acknowledge Dick Calvert, one of the really nice people in this business, and he's been around this town for a gazillion years. Good for him, man. 52 years of association with UNLV as either play-by-play or public address announcer. Good guy. Thank you, Dick Calvert. You are the best. Stay where you are. More to do as we come back. Mark Melman will join us, the president of the Melman Group. New polling is out concerning health care in the state of Nevada. It's not good. You think it's bad relative to health care? There's a reason why. Mark Melman will tell us what people are saying about it. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, is leaving the federal government in December. Fauci became a household name and the subject of a lot of controversy because of his advice during the COVID-19 pandemic. New poll shows a majority of Americans think the Democrat-authored Inflation Reduction Act will actually make the economy worse.
A Morning Consult political survey reports that only 24% of those surveyed expect the $740 billion climate, tax, and health care bill to reduce inflation, while 34% said it will make it worse. RNC Research posted on Twitter that 71% of Americans believe the, quote, Bidenflation scam will either make things worse or make no difference at all.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. A new study has found Switzerland's 1,400 glaciers have lost about half of their total volume since the early 1930s.
These experts can estimate that about half of Switzerland's glaciers have shrunk over the last, say, 85, 90 years.
Science correspondent Jamie Keaton says it began in 1931 and the records were kept up through 2016. Swiss scientists say the glaciers shrank by about half their size. A flash flood warning remains in effect for Dallas County after a deluge overnight. National Weather Service forecaster Daniel Huckabee says urban areas tend to flood easily.
Some locations there in Dallas that had more than 3 inches of rain even in 1 hour. And so a lot of concrete. There's only so much that the drainage systems can handle.
The world's newest and most powerful space telescope is showing Jupiter as never before. The Webb Space Telescope took those photos in July. They were released today by NASA. They captured unprecedented views of Jupiter's northern and southern lights. And one wide-field picture also shows faint rings around the planet. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Las Vegas officials are considering redeveloping a city golf course into a mix of housing, commercial space, and a workforce training center. The city council has approved beginning talks with the development firm McCormick Barron Salazar about overhauling the Desert Pines Golf Club. That sits on about 100 acres near Bonanza and Pecos. The East Las Vegas project would include at least 1,500 residential units, recreational facilities, commercial space, and a workforce training center. Officials say the venture could cost some $500 million. Another dubious distinction for the Silver State, Nevada has the highest percentage of one-star acute care hospitals in the country, the lowest rating given by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Six of the 14 major acute care hospitals in the Vegas Valley were given just one star The highest rating given for a Las Vegas hospital was 3 stars, and that was given to 4 different hospitals. Congratulations to the good people at the Cirque du Soleil in Mystere. The first Cirque resident production in Las Vegas celebrated its 13,000th performance this past Saturday night. That's a record. And they also signed a 10-year deal to move forward.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Now, the two center lanes are blocked on Interstate 15 northbound at Charleston. As you enter the Spaghetti Bowl area there, do expect some delays there. And watch for a crash. It's blocking the right lane. That's U.S. 95 eastbound past Southern Rancho. Emergency crews are on scene.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
If you were listening to the news or you were reading in the Review Journal this morning, you know that our healthcare system is under fire. We have the highest percentage of low-rated hospitals in the nation. Our healthcare system is broken in our state, and I think it's really great that Mark Melman, the president of the Melman Group, has come out with a study on behalf of Consumers for Quality Care. And in this study, it points out what folks here in the state of Nevada are saying about their healthcare system. Mark, how are you doing? It's been a while since we've talked. Good to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be back. Thanks so much for having me, Kevin.
What did you find? Well, give me the broad strokes of what you found in this study.
Sure. Well, what we found is that Nevadans are not surprisingly concerned about the cost of living and the rising cost of living. But one of the most important elements of that is the cost of health care. 73% say that the amount that they pay for health care seems to be going up year by year, every year, even more than other things that they need. So people are worried about inflation. They're particularly worried about inflation in the healthcare field, and they're particularly concerned about those out-of-pocket expenses that they incur for healthcare. So healthcare costs remain a serious concern for Nevada voters.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the other findings in your study, which I thought it was fascinating, and it's both fascinating and scary for the future of healthcare. What is the number one problem that consumers face in our state?
Well, out-of-pocket costs are identified by citizens as the biggest problem by 3-1. Too many people lacking coverage, too many people lacking access to mental health care services, too many people lack access to health care providers. Those are all secondary concerns, not to say they're not important, but important to smaller numbers of people, the largest single number concerned about those costs. And people are affected by this. Half the people in the state say that they've been financially squeezed, or someone they know has been financially squeezed by these healthcare costs, and that is, a serious concern for people. They're also concerned about the difficulty of getting appointments for healthcare services. you know, most people think it's at least somewhat easy to get an appointment with a primary care physician. But almost 4 out of 10 say it's difficult to get an appointment with a regular doctor or primary care physician. 4 out of 10 saying they've waited a month or more to get that appointment. And the problem's even worse when it comes to specialty care. 46% saying it's difficult to get an appointment with a specialty doctor. And then, you know, finally, there are a lot of people who think that if they had some serious illnesses, they would have to go out of state to get the care they needed. Among voters who have some kind of health issue, 44% say that if they became ill, they could imagine a number of situations where they'd have to go out of state to get the quality of care that they needed. So it fits in with the hospital ratings you were talking about. But again, lots of concerns, the primary concern around cost.
Let me just ask you, it's one thing to bring up what the problems are, and I think your study goes a long way towards doing that. Does it give you any inkling of how we can fix it? And by the way, is it fixable? Are these problems fixable?
Well, that's a question that's above my pay grade in the world. I can tell you what people think about it. And people do think it's fixable, and they think there are some common sense proposals that could really make a difference here. 2/3 of people say it will do at least something to reduce costs by capping insurance deductible levels, deductibles at a level that's low enough that people go into a debt when getting the health care they need. So again, a cap on deductibles, 67% say that would be helpful. Placing a cap on health insurance can make patients pay for deductibles, co-pays, and other out-of-pocket costs, 2/3 say that would be helpful. 73%, almost 3/4, say that it would be helpful to require insurers, and pharmacy benefit managers to pass rebates or discounts that they receive on to patients. Allowing the federal government to negotiate prescription drug prices for those on Medicare, 61% say that it would be helpful. That is part of the bill that President Biden just signed the other day. So that will be happening, though not for a couple of years. So again, lots of ideas that people have that they think will make at least some important difference in these problems.
And are these problems that we are facing not just here in Nevada, but nationwide? Do you find that in your research that you find it elsewhere around America?
It's a great question. I would say this. There are some things that are pretty consistent. That is to say, this concern about cost, escalating to a greater extent than other items. That's true in Nevada. It's true around the country. Some of the other issues, like the availability of primary care and specialty care doctors, the concern about needing to go out of state for certain kinds of treatments, that is something that seems to be more prevalent in Nevada than at least in some other places. So some of these problems consistent across the country, some, I don't want to say unique to Nevada, but some more pressing in Nevada than elsewhere.
And Consumers for Quality Care, they have been an activist group on behalf of patients for quite some time. Is that the sort of organization that's going to help?
Yes. Consumers for Quality Care, trying to represent patients, make sure their voices are heard in these policy debates. And they do an excellent job of making sure that public opinion, public viewpoints, consumers' viewpoints are part of the political dialogue here in Washington.
Mark, it's always great to have you on. Your information is always spot on. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Great pleasure to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
There you go, Mark Melman, the president of the Melman Group. And I tell you what, the Consumers for Quality Care are doing a great job in pointing out the problems. One of the things that we're going to have to do is we're going to have to figure out how to fix some of these problems, because I know personally that getting in to see a doctor is impossible. I've had a brush with cancer. And had to wait 3, 4, and 5 weeks. And I'm going, I've got cancer. Should I not be able to see a doctor like soon? And they said, nah, we'll see you in 3 weeks, 5 weeks. And I'm like, oh, okay. It drives me absolutely nuts. We're going to take a quick break. More with Liz Cheney. She's going after much more than just Donald J. Trump. I mean, it's scary what she wants to do. We'll get to that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Get ready, because here they come to the showroom at South Point as the limited residency begins. Human Nature, back to the sound of Motown. August 25th to the 28th, you'll be dancing in the aisles. Get your tickets now at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com, or charge by phone, 702-797-8055. Human Nature, back to the sound of Motown at the South Point.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity Pack.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Are sporting events at T-Mobile or Allegiant Stadium especially difficult for you? Trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me, not three or four seats down the row, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
Meet Lisa.
Hello.
Lisa's from Sparks, Nevada. She's a wife and a mother. She's also a doctorate student in public health and a research assistant at the University of Nevada, Reno. Lisa is a harm reduction outreach advocate in her community. She's also been in recovery from opioid dependency for over 18 years.
I struggled with opioid addiction for many years. I was homeless and a methadone patient, but now I'm in recovery and I'm helping others with overdose prevention and harm reduction.
She's doing great things in her recovery, and you can too. If you or someone you know struggles with opioid addiction, help is available. To start your journey to recovery, visit cssnv.org/substance-abuse. Find the courage to fight your addiction to opioids. We can help. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is amazing stuff. It was on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. And I'm just going to tell you, this is sad that this is what our political system has produced. people like Liz Cheney. She was on with Jonathan Carl yesterday and admitted that it's not going to be just enough to bring down Donald J. Trump. Originally, that was the thought. Oh, it's going to be Donald J. Trump, and I got to make sure he doesn't get even a sniff of the White House again. Not even let him within, you know, five city blocks of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But that now we find out she's going after more than just Donald J. Trump. This was Liz Cheney yesterday with Jonathan Carl on This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
Donald Trump is certainly the center of the threat, but election denying the fundamental function and principle, you know, the center of our constitutional republic is dangerous, broadly speaking. And he is certainly leading that effort and leading that movement. And he also, because we know precisely what he will do, because he has done it, you know, sending an armed mob here to the Capitol to try to overturn the results of an election, there's just simply no way that the nation can, in my view, sustain itself if we excuse that and put him in a position of power again.
If January 6th can't convince Republicans to reject Donald Trump, what can?
Well, I think that as a nation, whether we're Republicans or Democrats or independents, we all have to reject that. And we can agree that there are certain issues we're never going to agree on politically, but we have to come together, you know, across those party lines in order to protect ourselves against that kind of threat.
So you said you're going to work against election deniers. If it's not Trump, and if it's somebody like Ron DeSantis, Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, these are all people that have tied themselves very closely to Trump, will you oppose them? I mean, could you see yourself supporting any of them?
It would be very difficult when you look at somebody like Josh Hawley or somebody like Ted Cruz, both of whom know better, both of whom know exactly what the role of Congress is in terms of our constitutional obligations with respect to presidential elections, and yet both of whom took steps that fundamentally threatened the constitutional order and structure in the aftermath of the last election. So, you know, in my view, they both have made themselves unfit for future office.
Okay, there you have it. Liz Cheney, hell-bent on taking down the president, Donald J. Trump, and making sure that election deniers... By the way, that's like two-thirds of the Republican Party. That's who she's going to go after? I mean, am I wrong on this thing? Call me right now, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Is that really what she has in mind? And with $7 million in the bank, that's all she's got. Donald J. Trump has $100 million in the bank. That's hard to believe. That is really hard to believe. Oh, on another front, and we'll get back to Liz Cheney in just a minute, but I want to make sure we get this in. This is Dr. Deborah Birx. She served in the Trump administration dealing with COVID and was on with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation yesterday talking about changes at the CDC that were announced over the weekend. And by the way, long overdue changes. In fact, let's go to cut two. I'm going to see if I can get this in before the bottom of the hour. This was Dr. Deborah Birx on Fox News Channel, I believe this is, talking about the changes at the CDC being long overdue. Cut number two, Dr. Deborah Birx.
In many countries, the public health system and the clinical system are one. In our country, they have been separate, and it has failed us.
Back in January of 2021, when we spoke, I remember you saying you didn't trust the CDC data that you were getting during the Trump administration. So if Dr. Walensky's saying that this is a problem, how does she actually fix it? Are you saying that the government can't do it alone, that it needs private industry to step in?
Yes. And that was the way we were able to get the data. First and foremost, in March of 2020, all of our data that I used to warn Americans of who was at risk for